So our district is in Crystal Lake and Cary Grove, Illinois. So we have about 5,400 students district wide across five schools, and that includes our alternative campus. So we're a high school only district with about 5,400 kids. We kind of came about with this through our strategic plan. So two of the goals in our strategic planning process is community collaboration and student success. And so, well, kind of the career experience initiative ties to a lot of our goals. Those are probably the two biggest that we focus on, and two areas where, schooling supports us the most in that community collaboration piece and tracking our industry partners, and in the student success piece with a student-focused platform. So this was born out of our strategic plan, and we were looking at how we can better improve our post-secondary outcomes. So we know that in our school district, approximately 60% of our kids that leave and go to a four-year college graduate in 4 to 6 years. And so, nationwide, we know those numbers are closer to 50%. So we're doing better, but those numbers are still kind of shockingly low. So long term, what our goal is to improve those outcomes. And we also had a district-wide goal this year to focus on equity. And so a piece of that was, how can we better engage with our guardians, who are students that come from a variety of backgrounds? And so in looking at that, SchoolLinks again came up as a platform that could help us, because it does allow for that guardian engagement piece. It does allow us to work with those industry partners, which is new from the platform we were currently at.
And what's your role in that, in the district, and also with the students? Because I know sometimes, like a title can mean something very different from what you actually do day to day with children.
For sure. So my title is Director of Career Experiences, and that was born out of this strategic plan. So before I got hired, groups here at the school, I've been with the school district just since January of this year. And so before I got hired, they went through about a year-long planning process with this and looked at with a lot of stakeholders, including parents, students, different groups from across the district, what do we need to do to better connect our kids with careers and improve those post-secondary outcomes? The state of Illinois has some new requirements in the works, where we need to create pathways that lead to state-approved endorsements over the next handful of years. And so how are we going to meet those goals of creating pathways? And so what came from that is they decided they needed a position, this director of career experience position, to kind of lead this, because it was a lot to put on someone else's plate to get this launched and off the ground. So what I do is work to improve those community partnerships and sort of streamline what we're doing across the district with four or five different schools. You can imagine there's some competition, and they all do things just a little bit differently. And so finding where we can where we need to be consistent to give students the best consistent experience across the district with the work-based learning pieces is really what I'm trying to bring together.
So you started in January. You had a different platform at that point, or maybe the district had a platform, maybe it was working or not working for you. What was the evaluation process that brought you to SchoolLinks?
Yeah, so I think that's a great question, because it was a really big part of how we ended up here. We spent 7 months really going through a process that involved surveys from our families and saying, what do you want? And one of the things they wanted is, please grow our internships, grow our opportunities for our kids to try on these careers. And more importantly, they really want them to be paid, which of course is a even more struggle. So we engaged all the stakeholders. We went to each school and talked to them and said, and really just listened to, what are the great things you're already doing to connect kids to careers? And there was so much. They were doing so many amazing things, but it was happening, in silos. It was happening here in this area and here in this area. And there was just a general lack of awareness by the other schools and by all stakeholders of really some fantastic things and connections that they were doing with kids. So we needed a way to track all that, and we started talking about different roles and responsibilities, what our kind of our college and career advisors do, and looking at just the large amount of tasks that they were handling, and what we could do to better support them, and then how our current tech platform was working. We asked the schools, can you share with us your contact list? And that was a tricky one, because those are really protected. They didn't want to turn those over. And they also weren't tracked real well. They were, well, we've got some on an Excel spreadsheet here and some on an Excel spreadsheet here. So we needed a customer relationship management type tool, a CRM type feature that would better allow us to understand where we were at with those partnerships as a district so that we could be better stewards of those relationships.
And so did you do an RFP? Did you just start Googling? Did you call the district next door and say, what do you, you know, hey, we have this problem. What are you doing? Like, how did you start analyzing vendors after you had that long list of requirements?
Yeah. So once we got to the point where we recognized, okay, the tool is going to be a critical piece of how we organize this, we asked, you know, how are you happy with the current tool? And different schools, as you might imagine, had engaged with that tool to different levels. There was some consistencies, though. Our guardians weren't engaging with the tool at all. It did not offer opportunities for industry partners to connect with students. There was no CRM function. The interface was antiquated. And the customer service was really the biggest standout. Was there was none. We would be kind of passed around through the corporate system and might wait 30 days for an answer. So we listed the problems with the system, and we said, if we're going to switch, though, and there was a lot of reluctance to switch, it's got to be a platform that is, you know, head and shoulders above where we're at. It can't just be this is the same or a little bit better. It's the new shiny toy. It's got to be really a way that's going to help us improve outcomes to go through, you know, an implementation process that was going to you know, take some time and buy in from all the stakeholders. You know, some of the schools had invested heavily in the career assessments and the features that were in there, and they said, well, this has really got to be a lot better. And I think that those schools, as we went through that, so to answer your question, what we did is we put together a group of stakeholders from across the organization, representing counseling, teachers, vice principals, technology. And we had been in contact with a number of companies. And as you might imagine, I don't know how word got out, but we were contacted by a lot of different companies. I think we vetted upwards of seven to 10 different ones, but ones that we ended up bringing in for an actual demonstration, we were able to narrow that down to only about a few, because there's very few platforms that even come close to offering a sort of one-stop shop platform. We didn't want to have to go to, there's a lot of platforms that would say, well, I'll do this CRM really well for you, but you'll still need a career assessment, or we'll do career assessments, but you're still going to need, you know, a work-based learning platform. So we wanted, the dream was, can we get something that does it all? And so that was a short list of vendors to vet at that point.
So when you say does it all, I mean, like when we think about, you know, what you were looking for, you know, you went through and you did that survey, you have that long list of, we want, parents want their kids to have internships, they want them to have be paid, you want something that allows you to connect with industry partners. It sounds like there was also a career exploration. So it sounds like the biggest driver wasn't any one feature. It was, we just want one place to go.
Yeah, one place to go for everything. And it needs to help, you know, if it can grow us by doing the industry partner piece and the guardian piece, that was two difference makers in the choice to switch to SchoolLynx, is that there just wasn't another option. You know, the other platforms that had something similar, it was something where they'd went out to another vendor and maybe purchased an add-on, and the interface felt very much like it was an add-on then. So we wanted this to be, from a student's perspective, a place they wanted to be. And our numbers and analytics, as we've watched this roll out, really show, overwhelmingly show that was the case, that this is student focused first, which was most important to us.
Are you one of the districts that I love talking to where the students just dove in?
Yeah. So when we pressed go on this, so we start this process in January of vetting. When we press go, it's the end of July. So 7 months later, and we say, okay, we're going to do this. We sign up, and within a couple of weeks of signing up with SchoolLynx, we're getting our students sent over to you, and it's becoming live and features are getting activated. So what we did is, our technology team worked with SchoolLynx and got a icon on our students' one-to-one Chromebook device. And so when that popped up on the bottom, about 2 weeks before school start, and we had not sent any communication yet to parents, families, or anyone. And we had over 500 students, unique students, log in to the platform. And of those, several hundred that started giving us their career goals just through the intuitive nature of when you log on and it starts asking them questions about their career interests in an engaging way. The kids just did it, and we were able to learn where their interests were before we even told anyone the platform was live.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I think it really speaks to it. It was something that it wasn't a sales to the students or families. It was just, here it is. And they said, this is kind of fun. And they went in there and started using it. And that was fantastic.
And so it sounds like the implementation was pretty seamless then, because they didn't have, you know, a bunch of hiccups or anything getting in the way. It was, you were able to, you know, sign in July, August, your 500 students can start playing around with it, and then you're off to the races.
Exactly. And then at that point, the communication goes out. Now I'll share, we're, you know what, just over 3 months in now, and we have over 20,000 total logins to the platform, which we've only required our freshmen and sophomores to be in the system this year. We're doing a staggered rollout. We've actually assigned sort of some graduation requirements to some of the activities that are in there, and some other things that students need to complete in like an advisory seminar structure. And through that, we've seen over 20,000 students already. So you multiply that out, we think we'll be at around 100,000 total logins across the school year. And next year, when we bring in those juniors and senior families, they are in there now. They just don't have the same requirements. So we anticipate another bump next year just in engagement. So it's been fantastic.
So they're in there playing around, even though it's not required for them.
Correct.
They're already, yeah. So they're still using it and loving it.
Yeah, so the freshman sophomores are required to go in, and we've built out through the scope and sequence. It's very clear in school links on the students' to-do list. We've been able to assign, here's the things the freshmen need to do, the sophomores. We've set that for juniors and seniors, but they are, you know, as a senior enters the platform, we do have one school that's actually using it for all four grade levels. But you know, if they've already done letters of rec and those sort of things in a previous platform, we wanted to give them a transition year. So we have done that, but it hasn't stopped them from going in there and using the college search features, taking the virtual tours, you know, looking at the, we're posting a lot of opportunities in there. So we've done a lot of marketing. Our big piece with this has been working with our industry partners and community organizations to get them to build a presence in the platform. So we've got over 400 contacts already in our CRM type system in there, and everyone from our local government agencies to our community organizations, nonprofits, manufacturing companies, a local manufacturing consortium made up of over 71 manufacturing companies, all built a presence in that platform, because it becomes a lot stronger on the work-based learning side the more school districts that are in there. So we've really worked with our neighboring school districts across the county to show the power of this tool when more schools are in there, because if it's a one-stop hub for industry to just connect with all educators in the county, they don't have to go, oh, who do I need to email my job opportunity to at which school, and hope that they put it on a bulletin board and hope that they email that out to families in the, you know, large volume of communications that have to go out on a daily basis anyways. This is a way where they can just post it, connect with kids. And we've seen, and industry partners have shared, you just how much more participation and engagement and they've found in filling their own talent pipelines by using this tool already over just a 3 month period. So it's been a great rollout in our county.
So if you had one piece of advice for a new district that was starting up, that was starting with SchoolLinks and was saying, hey, I want to use the same kind of, you know, one-stop shop platform for college exploration, career readiness, industry partner, just as you were describing, what would your advice be to them?
Yeah. So I think the key that's made our rollout such a success with this is just the involvement of all stakeholders in different areas. So not just in your school, not just telling your school, this is what we're going to switch to, but taking time to listen, taking time to involve them in the demonstration and in the process. We actually have what we call a career experience advisory group that meets. We've rolled back because we're on track right now, but we were meeting just a quick Zoom once a week across our district to check in and say what's working, what's not, and really letting the schools lead what we needed to do to make this a success for students. And so that type of collaboration. The other piece is, you know, engaging with your community. So the schools going and talking with their feeder districts, if they're a high school district, and talking with the community organizations and listening to those organizations and figuring out how can we, would you find value if we all could connect in a more seamless way, so that, you know, again, right now we know there's industry is struggling to fill their talent pipelines, to find enough employees. And so if we can help with that at the schools, funnel students into, we're helping our students, our families, the local employers, And so just really involving all those organizations in the conversations, I think has built a lot of excitement about making sure that all kids are getting those opportunities, regardless of what their career interest is. It is a fun short one. We have something called a manufacturing consortium in our county. It's made up of 71 employers that kind of come together and just meet, to instead of competing for resources and talent, just kind of talking through common problems and working with educators. And so as a part of that, they did shop tours, brought our kids in, right? And they reached out and they said, hey, I need this kid's information. And we've already done a SchoolLinks pitch to them. They just haven't built their presence yet. And they do metal manufacturing there, make parts for nuclear submarines and such, big huge metal molding company. And they have shop tours coming. These kids are going over to their organization. And it turns out that this kid that's coming on the tour has already selected in SchoolLinks that he wants to be a welder and that his college major was like metals manufacturing. And he's absolutely perfect for the organization. And I showed them through those graphics, like, if you join and you get into this platform engaged, look at this stuff you're going to see. These are kids that are saying, you know, this is what I want to do with a career. You'll have this information about kids that are coming on your tours and those type of things. So just being able to share that with them was exciting that we were able to see this is working. Look, we've got a kid who said this is their career interest, and now they're going on a shop tour of that facility. So we've been doing to engage the guardians targeted marketing to them and saying, hey, a healthcare network just posted this opportunity, emailing the guardians and parents right through the system saying, you know, this opportunity is in there that your son or daughter might be interested in because they've said that they have an interest in a career in healthcare. And we know that, you know, if that goes to my son, who's in eighth grade, he's probably going to delete that and go, I don't know what this is. But if that gets home to us, we're going to go, yeah, you're going to go check that out before, you know, because you said you have an interest there. So that piece has been huge for us too, to bring in the guardians.
Thank you so much. I love this story and I'm excited to see, to, you know, maybe we should put some time in the calendar a year from now. I want to hear more about the growth and the next, you know, set of phases that you're going to work on with SchoolLinks.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll be tracking those long-term outcomes to see if what we're doing, you know, does improve those graduation rates from college. If it does improve, you know, our students being able to try on different careers in high school so that when they leave and if they enter the workforce or they go to college or they blend both, that they, you know, that they graduate with a purpose and they know where they're headed. So that's our goal in the end. So we'll be measuring that with SchoolLinks to figure out, you know, how we're doing if we're successful with that.